And PJ, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
What a pleasure to see you again.
Right on. It's good to be back.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's do a little background. Tell me, what inspired the Rock Camp and exactly how long has it been going on now?
We've been doing it 9 years. We skipped 1 year. I was on tour. Rock Camp started by me being asked to do a gig in Houghton. Mm-hmm. And I could not get my band here at the time. It was just impossible to get them out of expense. And especially they're all very busy, or they were very busy then. And I decided, well, what am I going to do? I don't really want to do an acoustic show. So I happened to be at Good Times Music and was talking to Susie down there, the former owner. Mm-hmm. And I saw all these kids walking in and out. And I was like, what's going on here? They're all taking lessons. So I said, can you go ahead and give me all of their parents' telephone numbers? And Susie said, sure. So that night I called all the parents and asked them if they'd mind their kids being my band. So we did a show downtown, and I think we had 18 or 19 kids. 12 of them were guitar players. We had a drummer that had never played drums, and it was quite interesting what ended up happening. It was a great experience on stage. They closed downtown, and I got up on stage with all of those kids at one time, and we got through 11 of my songs together. Somehow or another, with Todd Broussard, the very first day I showed up to do these rehearsals, I walked in and there was a logo, PJ Olson's Rock Camp. And he looked at me and goes, hey, by the way, I was thinking this is a lot like a camp, so maybe we could make that happen. And I was like, Todd, that's a brilliant idea. You know, and everything was organized. He had all these papers out. Him and his wife were there, and people were signing all their waivers. And I was like, this is really what we need. Bunch of stuff that I didn't think about, because all I was thinking about was working with kids and inspiring them to love music. Mm-hmm. And Todd was on the other end of things, making sure everything was organized. In the end, I was came out on top feeling just wonderful. And by the time we got done working with the kids, it was actually so inspiring that we immediately started talking about how we could do this every year.
What a fantastic story. That is really beautiful. And when you mentioned Todd, I've often found it does help to have somebody who's like, you're thinking one thought, and then somebody steps in and says, hey, but what about this?
Yes, Todd's a brilliant dude. I could tell you that he does the work for like 8 people. I don't know how he has an energy that once he puts his mind to something, it's pretty much unstoppable. And at the same time, he's also a real pragmatic thinker, an engineer thinker, and I'm a real creative, emotional thinker. So there's quite a few times that our talks are the things that it takes to actually work out what we want to do.
Right. There's a checks and balances sort of thing constantly going on.
There is. And you know, I think the kids can as well see that it's not like music. We're still creatively thinking and we want the best intentions for everyone involved, but Todd and I have to learn to collaborate as well. And that takes an effort. You know, the easiest thing is to just go ahead and be happy with something that's mediocre, and neither one of us are. So right. we push each other to make the most out of each other, which in turn then carries over into the kids, we hope.
And I love that you are instilling that attitude, especially in the kids. I love that, because it's real important to develop that at a young age, and then you carry it with you through life.
Well, yeah, these kids come in and they learn quite a bit, and they learn more about their instruments. They learn how to collaborate, and at the same time, we also talk quite a bit about that when you get past nervousness and when you let yourself be inspired, you become a stronger person, and that's in and out of music, both. One of the things that we're really focused on that is the final show, the final show. But, you know, the truth is the entire two weeks is the platform for kids having a common goal, team building, working together to get to one final place. These are hard things to make happen with kids unless they're on a sports team usually. And with creativity, it puts them in a very volatile place with their emotions. So when they get past that and they start communicating with one another, they start growing as people, and that inspiration is left inside them, and it really just makes them flower right in front of you. It's really, really cool to see.
Yeah. You were talking about the jamming. I asked Xander and Ellie if after this is all over, will they get together and maybe, you know, form a band? And PJ brought up a really good point. There's more than just getting together and jamming.
Yeah, well, these kids believe in music. They also believe in themselves, and they have their opinions, and they have the music that inspires them. And that's not the same for everybody. Now, I mean, I'm sure Xander could find some other people that are into the style of music he is, and I know that Ellie can find that as well. And one of the things we try to do in Rock Camp is provide the introduction to each other so that once Rock Camp is over, some of these kids do get together and jam. That's what we hope for. We hope maybe Xander might get together with Jake King and sit there and hammer out some chords and have fun together. But, you know, as well, at 12 and 13 years old, after hammering out some chords, maybe head on out into the woods and see a creek and see an eagle and you know, explore life together. And that's where friendships happen. This is where a lot of life stuff can be learned. And whether they're playing music or not playing music together, they end up having a family inside of each other because they've all pushed themselves to get past their nervousness and become true, true souls, you know?
That was PJ Olson speaking about Rock Camp. The Rock Camp concert this Saturday, 7 o'clock at the Rosé Center. Be sure to attend. You're listening to 97.7 The Wolf.